Paula Bennett, who I have a lot of time for, does need to be called out on her pay equity speech of last week. She raged, I don't think that's too strong a term, raged against the wage gap between men and women. It is 12%, has been for years. But having raged, she offered no solutions, largely because short of ludicrous amounts of artificiality and intervention, there are no obvious solutions. It is, in fact, a very complex area, hence the gap for many years. And I suspect she knows that, which makes her speech all the more hollow, given she is, in fact, in a position to do something about it, should she choose. The wage gap is 12% because the 12% is made up of averages. And averages are never a good way to interpret anything. We've seen the court case about the aged care workers, of course, and what's required to address that particular gap. It is $2 billion. The simple reality is that many people make the mistake of thinking the wage gap is a gap between a man and a woman doing the same job, and it isn't. It is women employed in largely female industries getting paid poorly and then measured or averaged out against all the work that men do, which is largely in different industries. Where it gets really messy is an example like the BBC's, where on the surface it turns out the highest paid people are the men. And the assumption is made that people doing the same job should be paid the same money, which in an artistic pursuit particularly, like say news reading, is simply not the case. It's like arguing a job, no matter what or who does it, is worth a certain amount of money. It isn't. A job varies in value because the outworkings of that job might well vary widely depending on who does it. The argument that two newsreaders should get the same is to completely misunderstand the role of the newsreader and why they are there. Yes, age and experience might play a role, but speaking from experience, more often than not, factors like skill and market demand play far greater roles. Time and place and luck play roles as well. Simply doing the job isn't enough to automatically collect top dollar. Sometimes people are in work because at the time of the appointment, they were the best there was, but not the ideal option. To get a person from one organisation to another almost always requires a premium. An offer to keep talent from moving requires a pay rise. Many things go into a salary, and very rarely does any of it have anything to do with whether you're a man or a woman. Sexism seems increasingly used as an excuse for simple market reality. The really important part of the wage gap debate in general terms, I would have thought, is surely whether women can aspire to do anything they want. And in this country, it is indisputably true you can be anything you like, from Prime Minister down, and we have examples to prove it. Paula Bennett is, of course, a classic example of the fact that women can do and do anything they like. And you will note, she is getting paid the same as every other Deputy Prime Minister.